This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
It's Mental Health Month, and the Illinois Department of Agriculture, along with the SIU School of Medicine, are urging those in the farming community to seek help if they are struggling. 2 years ago, a pilot program was launched in six counties. More like 3 years ago, 2019, pilot program launched in six counties to turn on a 24-hour helpline for someone to call if they were fighting a mental health problem. Now the program covers all 102 counties in Illinois and offers more services. You can call, text, or email for help 24 hours a day. The number 1-833-FARM-SOS. Karen Stallman with the SIU School of Medicine and in the Center for Rural Health says, pick up that phone no matter what you're doing or when.
So I serve as an ag resource specialist with the SIU School of Medicine, Center for Rural Health and Social Service Development. And really what that means is that I kind of connect the dots to help provide those resources. And your question is a great question. So we have this Farm Family Resource Initiative helpline. And it is a helpline that is answered by Memorial Behavioral Health Call Center here in Springfield. And it's available 24/7. So if I'm disking on a Saturday night and I feel like I really need to talk to somebody, I can get off the tractor and call that 1-833-FARM-SOS. And the person answering the call is going to be a bachelor's or master's level mental health professional. And they're going to talk to me about the issues I'm having. And that could be any issue. I could be the farmer. I could be the producer. I could be the spouse of the farmer. I could be a child of a farmer. I could be a hired hand. I could be a farm worker. And I could call the number, and that mental health professional is going to provide brief crisis intervention. They also answer for the suicide lifeline. So if it's that serious, they can certainly handle it. But they also provide a variety of resources. So we have all kinds of questions come in. It might be about conflict, it might be depression, it might be about housing. So you're going to have somebody to talk to, anonymous, you don't have to provide your name. As Director Costello indicated, we took it a notch up this year because we had additional funding. So we're able to provide a text line. Maybe you don't want to call and talk to a stranger, you want to text somebody or you want to email somebody. So in addition to that, this year, because of the funding that we received, we're able to offer some telehealth counseling sessions. So if I am struggling and I want some additional help, the call center folks are going to offer the opportunity to do up to six counseling sessions, and because of our funding at no charge, and I would be getting those counseling sessions with SIU School of Medicine counselors, and that's telehealth. So I don't have to drive my truck downtown and park at the local counseling center. I can do it all telehealth on my mobile device or my computer at home. So lots of things happen there through the FFRI helpline.
The next step has opened up this year. It's a virtual telehealth consultation after making that phone call, if you choose. And in many instances, the chance to talk longer with a professional happens fairly quickly.
Our counselors respond if I call in and I want to talk to an SIU School of Medicine counselor and set up the counseling sessions, then that directly alerts the Department of Psychiatry with the School of Medicine, and a counselor calls usually, now it's been our experience, within 24 hours. If it's a Saturday night and I'm requesting, it might be Monday before somebody gets back to you. But we just implemented the telehealth counseling sessions. We've had one producer already starting. He was contacted immediately, and he's already been through at least one counseling session. So ours is a pretty quick turnaround time, and I know that's vital.
The opportunity to have somewhere near a 24-hour to 48-hour turnaround for one of those telehealth virtual conferences with a mental health professional not be overlooked. There are places in the country, even sometimes around here, where other traditional ways of getting a mental health checkup with a counselor takes much, much longer. This call line is for all ages. Karen says anyone can and should pick up that phone, 1-833-FARM-SOS, if they need help, and someone will be there to help. At a time when all age groups are suffering, even kids can call to seek help.
Yes, there's no age restriction. So if you call in to the helpline, there again, it's anonymous. So I could be 60, I could be 6. Yeah, there's nobody asks you what your age is. Now, when it gets to the counseling sessions, there's no age restriction. I'm sure there are some guidelines through the School of Medicine Counseling, but to get that initially started, you can be any age.
Illinois Director of Ag Jerry Costello says the program got its start with lawmakers, has expanded from that six counties to where it is today, statewide with more services. He says as the reach has expanded, he's proud of what lawmakers and others have done to make sure that this service is there for those in need.
So what I would tell you, and I think Senator Turner really brought up a very valid point, the great thing about this program is the fact that it is anonymous, and you can get to a counselor through telehealth, if you're willing to. What I would love to see is this program keep going. We're 2 years into it. I will leave it to the professionals at SIU School of Medicine. They do a terrific job as far as what they suggest. But, you know, I can tell you where we were in 2019 with six counties going to 102 counties. Again, back then it was just a call-in line. Now it's email. It's also text message, the six free counseling appointments. I have to hand it to the legislature, Governor Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor Stratton, for taking mental health so seriously. And I would also add that if you all look at it, there's a number of areas where mental health is addressed in the budget this year. I know it is in law enforcement, I think in a number of other areas. So it's something we've got to learn to take the stigma away from asking for mental health help. And I think that's something that both Senator Turner and Representative Butler said. So asking what I would like to see go further, I would like to see anybody who needs mental health not think that there's a barrier to accessing it. And this is a great program to start that.
Costello there, speaking of local lawmakers, Democrat Doris Turner in the Senate, Republican Tim Butler in the House. Costello says right now it's a very stressful time on the farm, from weather conditions to the impact of a war on the other side of the planet.
So obviously, as Representative Butler mentioned, there's a number of things that play into farming and planting. One obviously being Mother Nature, and we all know no one has control over that. But another thing that I think everyone in agriculture is also aware of is the situation in Russia and Ukraine, how that affects global ag markets, as well as the input costs. So not only the cost of seed, the cost of fertilizer, cost of spray, what have you. Those are all things that have been somewhat unpredictable and add to stress for farmers. If you look at 2 weeks ago, farmers were at 2% of corn planted, 1% of soybeans. Last week, I believe that they were at 7% of corn planted, 5% of soybeans. We've had the jump this week where we're at 15% and 11%. And really, that was because of a pretty decent weekend. We're hoping that there's a lot of catch up that's being done out in the fields. As you drive wherever you're going today, I would challenge you to look around a little bit, because there's a lot of agricultural work that's going on right now.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.